Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
We're going to sing out for creation. Sing out for creation.
You know it's a movement when faiths come together around a cause. The battles against slavery, Jim Crow, and the Vietnam War all picked up steam when members of different religions joined the fight. And so it is today with climate change. Suddenly, in the last year or so, concern about global warming has swept across the nation into houses of worship and onto the streets. A few weeks ago, about 50 people of various faiths set out in a blizzard from rural Massachusetts in a show of interfaith concern about climate change. Over the next week, they marched 100 miles until they reached Boston, 750 people strong. Living on Earth was there when this pilgrimage for the planet reached its destination at the historic New Old South Church.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This pilgrimage is calling for people of all faiths to be good stewards of this fragile planet and all living beings.
I'm Catholic. It's a worldwide problem. It's not just here in the United States. It's not Democrat or Republican. It's a people issue. And we all have to make changes in our day-to-day lives to help to stop this.
Quakers have often been trying to be a voice for the earth that doesn't have a speaking voice. We firmly believe in the sanctity of all life.
I was always taught as a Jew that it is our responsibilities as humanity to be stewards of the earth, to protect it, to take care of it, and there's no one else who's going to do it for us.
All religious traditions call us to care for creation. All religious traditions forbid theft, and climate change is really theft from our own children, theft of a habitable planet. And global warming is a consequence of addiction to material things. So my faith and the faith of more and more people is calling us to act in this world.
In Hinduism, there's the concept of duty or dharma, I would say, is what drives me. And then just I've come to accept being active around environmental issues as my duty and that I should further that as my life's work.
Buddhism is about having compassion for human experience and our suffering as the common denominator, and that to recognize that suffering is happening as a result of actions that we're doing in the U.S. and large industrial nations.
Because what we're up against is so enormous, it's really a unique opportunity for the world's religions to unite in a way they never have before. I think this is a time when people of faith need to really dig deep into their own spiritual resources, to really activate in their own lives their own spiritual practices, the deep wisdom of their traditions, to look for where is the ecological wisdom that each tradition can bring to the table.
My school, I go to a Christian school, and well, God gave us the responsibility of taking care of the earth, and everyone can join in together on this because it's not necessarily religious. It can be seen from many different points of views, and religion is one of them.
Paganism is, you know, long misunderstood. We're about honoring the earth, honoring the forces of nature. The earth is our mother.
I'm really into a non-physical entity named Seth. I'm just, you know, doing what I can do to help humanity, you know, in a time of crisis.
I actually don't practice any faith. I'm just a spiritual person, and I just love the earth, and I'm happy to live here.
I don't really believe in God or much higher power, but I'm really here to come and support the environment.
Well, as people of faith, we've been called to protect this earth. It's our only home, and to protect the earth and the air and the water for future generations.
God's calling us to ensure that efforts to curb global warming prevent further environmental and societal tragedies. As people of faith, we are guided by the value of sustainability, but God's also calling us to leave the planet better than we found it.
You can hear the complete service of the Interfaith March for Climate Rescue at Boston's New Old South Church on our webpage, loe.org. Coming up, how sweet it isn't. Vermonters fear the loss of their beloved sugar maples. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. And from you, our listeners, and from member stations. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.